This is Pam Pedersen with WFIT, and I'm visiting today with Tim Dorsey, well-known Floridian author, who has just written, what book is this, number 16?
Number 16.
And what is this one called?
The Riptide Ultra Glide.
I have to say, actually, your writing style gives descriptive writing a whole new meaning.
I think I've invented a genre. I don't know if it's a very good genre, but...
You've had me laughing out loud, visualizing your characters. I think I've met some of them. I've definitely seen some of the people who have, you know, been wandering the streets of your books.
Well, I think being a crime reporter in Florida, there's a lot of reporters in this game, and we all kind of have this same take on Florida, like Carl Hiaasen and Dave Barry. So, when people ask where I get these insane ideas, I said, well, I was a reporter, and now that I do this, I just subscribe to the newspaper.
Oh, gosh. So, in this newest book, do you have the same characters as in the other books?
I have the irrepressible Serge Storms, who is a lovable serial killer, and most of my readers tell me that when somebody tried to pass them the book, their reaction was, I would never root for this type of guy, I don't want to read that. And whoever their friend, relative, insisted, and they read it, and they said, I feel so guilty rooting for this guy, but I do, because he only kills the people who deserve it. You know, basically, scam artists and predators and people who exploit the elderly. And, since he lives in Florida, he's busy.
Yes, there's a lot of those around, definitely. Where did you get Serge's character from? Is there a real-life person that reminded you? Or he reminds you of?
Yes, the guy in the mirror each morning when I get up.
Oh, are you Serge?
Yeah, well, I mean, you got to be able to think like that to be able to write that character. But I have impulse control. But yeah, I get angry at the same people who are ruining this state. And but the other part that developed was I love to collect souvenirs and travel around and find little facts and find, historic sites that aren't on the grid. So... I go around obsessively doing that like he does, and I write about it. And so I wanted to have a larger-than-life villain who's, like, criminally insane, you know, genius, borderline, because those are the best one, like Hannibal Lecter.
Right.
And but once I started having him also in between, I couldn't have him constantly every scene killing somebody. So in between, he's, like, passionate about Florida, and I was always going on these rants, which was my way to get in without being, you know, either like a teacher or shrill or whatever. I was able to get in a fun way on these little Florida history lessons. And so once I had that character, you know, again, it was pretty much me. I knew I had the first book at least.
I was born in Florida, and I learned, just from the one book of yours that I read, I learned more about Florida than...
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Than the Florida history book
that's
teaches.
One of the best compliments I can get. That's where I'm, you know, going with this. People say, yeah, I felt like I realized it was like I had taken some kind of, you know, college class about Florida, but it didn't feel that way. It was painless. It just washed over me as I was reading and laughing about the antics of these people.
Very easy reading, very entertaining reading. Tell us what this last book is about. What adventures does Serge get himself involved with?
Well, he wants to get into show business. So he's going to do a reality show. So he gets a camcorder. And simultaneously, there's this very sweet, wonderful couple from Wisconsin. They're laid off, teachers, educators, and they decide to just get their mind off their problems and come to Florida for a budget vacation. And apparently they go a little bit too much on the budget side and stay at some place they found on the internet that isn't what it's cracked up to be, and they can't get a refund, and they're stuck. And then one thing after another happens to them because they're just in the wrong area. And so then Serge starts filming them. Oh, they're the perfect stars. And then he has to protect them
now he's involved.
Yeah, and of course Serge's idea of protection is almost more dangerous than what he's protecting from.
Yes. Well, we look forward to your 17th book. When is that going to come out?
Next January.
That's awesome.
Always in January.
Is it one every year?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Well, I will be all caught up by next January. I will look for you then. Now, you're here for a book signing.
Yes.
And to tell, we're at a Melbourne Beach Library. Where are you going from here?
Thursday afternoon, I'm at the Titusville Library. And you can find the addresses and dates and times and everything on timdorsey.com.
That's wonderful. And are your books going to be available for purchase there?
Yes, I have. If you see my car, it's all weighted down. I can only fill the gas tank halfway or else the wheels will rub because I have so many books in the... It's the glamorous book tour.
Books are heavy. Your books are also available at Barnes & Noble?
They're available everywhere. They're available
Amazon.com?
Yep.
Wonderful.
In Europe, in French, and
in language.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.